From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting cautious support for a ceasefire in Syria. The Syrian government Tuesday accepted a proposed U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities to begin Saturday, but said outside assistance to rebels must stop. The main Saudi-backed opposition group late Monday agreed to the truce conditionally, demanding, among other things, an end to blockades and airstrikes on civilians. In Washington Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers the ceasefire must work.
As long as the killing goes on, this devastating cycle will feed on itself. And that is why we have urged all parties to support the cessation of hostilities now, and it's why we have argued repeatedly there must be a diplomatic solution. As difficult as it is to get there, there must be a diplomatic solution to this war.
Kerry acknowledged the reservations voiced by some lawmakers about Russia's commitment to the ceasefire and hoped for political transition.
There could be a significant benefit, could be, in that we wind up having greater effort against ISIL and can speed up the destruction of Daesh. But the proof will be in the actions that come in the next days.
Russia is supporting the government of President Bashar al-Assad with airstrikes while the U.S. backs the opposition. Kerry warned it may be too late to keep Syria whole if the fighting continues much longer. Opposition parties in Niger have rejected the initial results from the country's presidential election, showing incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou in the lead. President Issoufou is running for a second five-year term with a promise to crush Islamist militants and develop one of the poorest countries in the world. His critics say he's used political repression in the run-up to the vote, arresting opposition supporters, politicians, and others. This is VOA News. President Obama Tuesday outlined his administration's plan for closing the military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, saying the facility does not advance U.S. national security.
When it becomes clear that something is not working as intended, when it does not advance our security, we have to change course. For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit.
Many lawmakers oppose relocation of dozens of terrorist suspects to U.S. soil. The plan, released by the Defense Department, includes discussion of several potential U.S. sites where the military could transfer up to 60 detainees. The White House left open the possibility Mr. Obama could use an executive order to close Guantanamo, paving the way for potential legal challenge. The number of migrants and refugees arriving in Europe so far this year has risen sharply compared to last year. Most of them are still Syrians. The International Organization for Migration said Tuesday more than 102,000 arrived in Greece, more than 7,500 in Italy. More than 400 perished along the way. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited a refugee camp in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, pointing out the growing numbers of displaced people in the world, now, he says, at 60 million. Mr. Ban is set to meet President Joseph Kabila in Kinshasa Wednesday. On Tuesday in Bujumbura, the UN chief said President Pierre Nkurunziza of Burundi agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis.
And my invitation last evening, representatives of the political actors from both the government ruling party and opposition party sat down together to discuss the future of the country. Nothing prevents from continuing on this course.
Mr. Nkurunziza said he's also releasing political prisoners as a demonstration of goodwill. The violence over his successful bid for a third term in office last year left hundreds dead and caused tens of thousands to flee. Military forces loyal to the internationally recognized Eastern Libyan government have retaken portions of Benghazi held by Islamists. Many residents celebrated by it waving flags, honking car horns, and setting off fireworks. Fighting continues to rage in southern and western parts of the city. Bolivian voters have rejected President Evo Morales' bid for a fourth term in office, his first electoral defeat since taking office in 2006. More than 51% of the votes were no. Nearly 49% said yes. Asian shares fell Wednesday with a renewed retreat in the price of oil as Iran dismissed a plan by Russia and Saudi Arabia to freeze oil production. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.